on this week's episode of Midnight Hollow.
No, it's a woman putting brie in her mouth, and her eyes are all crossed, and she's like, "Yeah, I didn't take a picture of myself pooping. I don't remember that." It will be a mashed potato. I suddenly
and then it'll turn into a tater tot.
If you are looking for a dead serious podcast with dry, humorless people, I'm afraid you are in the wrong place. This is Midnight Hollow, and we will dive into some weird, creepy, and downright strange stories with a twist of humor, bad puns, and a whole lot of laughs. So sit back and enjoy the podcast. Welcome back to Midnight Hollow, where our main story is, yes, going to be a woman grows a potato in her vagina. I figure I'll just lay that out there so people know what to expect, what's coming up here. So, sad news, Jess has left Midnight Hollow. She's told me she can't make it ever again, so. What was that? Where's your sound effects, Lisa? I need sound effects.
I literally have the app, too.
But we have our, I believe, new regular, who's going to be, it kind of sounds like something you put in your drink to keep you right. Anyways.
Like Activia?
Yeah.
Stop comparing me to your weird yogurt.
We have Nikki Notorious. How are you doing today, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Anything new to mention or anything we should know about?
That's good. That's a celebration.
There we go. Mic drop.
Nothing new. Just the daily grind.
I hear you. That's sometimes good, though. But we do have a virgin in the room.
So now we can sacrifice.
Oh, you didn't know that, Lisa?
So, like, did you lock the door?
Yes.
Is that still open? Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have Lisa B here.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
So this is going to be your first podcast.
Yes.
And she's learned that she has to talk into the ass.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a heart, but it's upside down, so it looks like an ass. So this episode, we're not going to have anything specific we're going to talk about. We're just going to go over some news articles and, of course, the Spud incident. That will be our main number one story at the very end. So if you want, you can fast forward to it or you can listen to our craziness.
Don't fast forward.
I would work yourself up to the potato story if it were.
I always work myself up. I'm just saying.
True.
So we got lots to go over here. I don't know. Did either of you want to start on a particular one? Did one catch your fancy? We got like, what, 10 stories there?
Yeah, we have a ton. So we're just kind of Russian rouletting which ones we're doing.
Yep.
Okay, so Loch Ness. Let's start with Loch Ness.
Okay.
Because no one talks about it anymore anyway.
Well, they have the research, all the scientific research that says, you know, they took all the, I don't know, the biological information from the lake and said there's no way in hell anything ever has lived in there that's bigger than, say, a large eel.
Yeah.
And that kind of, like, blew everyone's bubble to pieces.
Wasn't it just recently announced that they were going to try and test the waters for DNA?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. There's no way that nothing was.
There's, like, big fish, but.
That's correct.
Can I, like, I'm a River Monsters junkie.
Okay.
And I believe he had like a huge, like, hour or 2 hour long episode just on like Loch Ness, trying to see if he could catch anything substantial that could be seen as a Loch Ness type of animal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was riveted. But I also love him, so I don't know. That could be it, too.
Well, pretty much any lake, I think, nowadays, any decent-sized lake has some kind of history behind it. What is it? Lake Superior has, I forget, there's a name to it, too.
We have ours, don't we? Champ?
Yes, Champ.
Champ.
Oh, is
lake
that
Champlain.
Ours?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah. I've never heard of this.
Champ is, like, the Loch Ness-y monster that's supposed to live in, like, Lake Champlain.
Oh, Lake Champlain. Okay.
So, yeah, the footage itself, I know you can't see it on the podcast, but it could be a stick floating in there. It could be a dead body floating there.
It looks just like, first of all, I was waiting to see Because he's like, it would submerge, and then it would come back up. And I'm waiting. It literally just looks like it's going the slowest pace in the world. So if it is a large monster, it is, like, the dumbest, laziest lake monster.
And I didn't know they still had Kodak disposable cameras. Because what camera can you even find nowadays with this bad quality? It was, like, shot in 1988, I swear. It was my, like, three phones ago would shoot mm-hmm. 10 times better than this. So I'm just questioning, like, what did you, it has to be a flip phone. Like, even my mom's flip phone, I think, is a 720.
It was like a burner phone. He's just a drug dealer.
And yeah, that's the dead body or the dead body and just kind of floating. Hey, we'll use this a lock now.
It literally looks like just poop floating around in there. And it's not going any faster than like the current of the lake. So I'm just kind of like, why are you so excited about it? And also, if I thought that I was going to encounter Lake Ness, I would move my ass closer to the water. I wouldn't just, like, be like, oh, I'm all the way over here, and I'm going to zoom in on it and, like, go.
I'm going to be late for drinks with Fred, so I'm just going to shoot this. I got to go.
I would be at the edge of the water, like, screaming into my camera.
Like, what the?
If you were serious, you'd go out and you'd buy a good camera. You'd set up a tripod and you'd record all day.
But then nothing would happen because that's how it works. There's tons of people who have done that and found nothing. And then the drug dealer Jamoke walking by. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Let me see your phone from 1950.
A lot of drug dealers in Scotland, apparently.
Are there?
Sure, why not?
Speaking of drug deals, you can have this segue into our breeing.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Well, I got to find them all over the place here.
This one was my favorite.
Lisa B. actually sent...
I did. I love any story about middle-aged women not knowing what they're doing and trying.
You should just follow me around all day because I am that mom. But this looks like I can picture this as in a scene from like the new Bad Moms like trilogy movie where they all just try doing this. Like Mila Kunis is like, okay, you take your brie.
But the best part, oh, what just happened to my screen?
The best part where there were a lot
of falling
puns.
Apart over there.
So glad they put a brand new computer back here. The best part about the whole article is the picture.
The breeze?
The breeze?
Oh.
No.
No.
The
black screen. The black screen of death.
What is wrong with it? They just put a, for all you viewers at home, they just put a brand new computer.
Listeners.
See, I want to turn this and it just shuts off. That's fantastic. That must be custom. No, it's a woman putting brie in her mouth and her eyes are all crossed and she's like,
"Oh." Yeah, it's not I don't know who they got to illustrate that. My favorite part of this is that it, like, there are a few parts, actually, so we should go through it. So my first favorite part is that, like, they all decided that together that this would be a great idea to bond as women. And they're like, well, let's do MDMA together because I feel like I'm not as close with you ladies as we once were in our youth. So, like, you know what we should do is take this drug to bond and get high together.
Because book clubs are so early 2000s.
And I like then, she goes, I phoned my son who told us not to sniff it, but to swallow it. Can you imagine your mom calls and she's like, oh, excuse me, I'm at my dinner party with the Bridge Club and we just wanted to take some drugs. So what do I do with this? And he's like, oh, no, mom, don't sniff that. Just swallow it. Like, wasn't like maybe you shouldn't take ecstasy with your girlfriends right now.
But what would sniffing, I mean, does she know what's ecstasy smells like? Does it have a certain, like,
I think she thought it was like doing coke, like she's gonna snort
it. That's what I thought. It was like not to, like, tricking her, like, well, don't smell it, just eat it.
No, I mean, that could be it too. Maybe that's why they hid it in the cheese like a dog. Like, that's what I have the picture of. It's like when you wrap a pill in cheese for your dog.
My sister does it all the time. Now, I'm actually going to use that picture as my wallpaper. I think you should have this picture as your background.
I think that should be like the cover of the episode art.
I think it might be.
We should remarket your entire podcast to just that.
Yeah, just like, oh. And I feel like that's the noise she'd be making.
And then I like that she's like, oh, it worked so well. I was talking about my sex fantasies with my friend. And I'm like, you needed drugs to do that?
I do that all the time, and I'm never high, so. Why is, I don't know, maybe it wasn't working.
Now, with that being said.
What if it was just, like, grated cheese, and they thought they were taking drugs?
Yeah, sure, Ma. This is the hard stuff. Why don't you put it in there? Like, oh,
my God. The colors on the carpet are so vivid.
Oh, my God. There's dragons in the kitchen. But since you mentioned about drugs and everything in your sex stories, and there was one that I just wanted to revisit because Lisa has yet to reveal hers. If
I know what you're going to ask.
Because what was yours? Yours was...
Was it like Tinkerbell?
Yeah, it was Tinkerbell. That's correct. Mine was easy. That's the boing.
Yeah.
So if your orgasm had a sound, what would it be? That was a question, right?
If you audibly made a sound when you got turned on and everyone could hear it, what would your sound be? So yours was like a boing, 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 boing.
Yep.
And mine was like a little fairy tinkling Tinkerbell sound.
Oh, I love it. That's perfect. That was perfect.
Everyone's getting like really enthused because they hear you get turned on.
Oh,
that's
man.
What it's like.
All right. I like that answer.
Gentlemen, listen up.
So every time I hear that now, I'm going to be like, what's going on, Lisa?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Lisa?
So maybe any that sporting wasn't the best event, idea. You just turn around. You're at a sporting event. You're like, Lisa, are you here?
Lisa? Always around.
Lisa, get away from the mic. Anything else on the high mothers? Who...
Yeah. My second favorite part is that there's like this one lady, and I feel like she's got to be kind of uppity because she just goes, Bree's a new one to me. We always use the duck pancakes in our takeaway. And I was like...
And I knew what that was, but I wanted to Google it just to make sure. And I have no idea how you could even, how that would work.
They're like the Mushu ones, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes absolutely
not
no
duck-shaped pancakes. No.
Although that would make it better, I feel like.
We just used our takeaway pancakes. And I was like, okay, snob, listen. She's like, I was the original starter of this. I didn't know it was a thing. We did it before it was popular. And now, like, there's just reports of, like, moms all over doing this. And I like that it's called to get breed.
Get out. That's not
is
what it
really?
Is.
Yeah.
To get breed?
Yeah.
That could mean other things, too.
I think
if you spell it differently.
Yeah. Breeing.
Breeing.
Yeah.
It's hard to say breeing.
There's three E's in a row, and it makes you look at it like... You're getting dizzy when you, like, look at the word.
Can we just take a second to focus on the quote where she says, last time all the moms came over, a civilized dinner party, it ended with one of them wrapped up in the velvet curtains, one hallucinating at the bathroom wall, the others dancing to 90s rave music while playing bongos in the sitting room.
Hopefully like this wasn't an apartment.
I feel like that's pretty tame for, like, all of these women using drugs, though.
That's such a mom thing to do. It wasn't
just,
like
dance to 90s. Yeah.
It wasn't, like, an orgasm or a giant orgy in the other room. It was one lady staring at the wall playing bongos.
Yeah.
Maybe to them that's like, ooh.
90s rave music, you guys.
I always think of the scene in Zoolander. That's where my mind goes whenever I think of people
oh my
on drugs.
Gosh,
that
yeah.
Everyone's just doing that.
And then they say ease and cheese in here, too. And I thought that was cute. Just everyone's doing ease and cheese. I like it. I have Brie at home, so now I'm definitely going to be... I'm not going to say I'm definitely going to be tempted, but when I look at it next time, I'm just going to be like, a world of possibilities just opened up to me.
Who knows? Maybe if you do it, you'll be playing bongos.
What
to
other
like
things?
20s dubstep.
I mean, I'll probably be listening to 90s music, whether I put anything in there or not.
So just play some bongos.
I may also be talking to the wall.
I'm just amazed that she had bongos.
Yeah, like who's like, oh, like, where'd you get these bongos, Linda?
Oh, just in case someone wanted to play them while they got high, here you go.
And that's like the most mommed, like, oh, the carpet colors got very vivid. Like...
She's a woman of the world, Linda. Is that her name, Linda?
Oh, I don't know.
That's just what we named her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She sounds like a Linda.
That name fits. We can move into other things, like the doctor removes a live worm from a woman's face.
Oh, God.
If you really want to get grossed out, watch the video.
Yes.
Ew.
The problem is, though, I've watched enough, like, Star Trek or Supernatural where there's always something invading their bodies and it's moving around. So I'm just like, oh, it's not a big deal. And then I kind of realize, I'm like, oh, shit, that's not FX. That's not CG. That's for real.
That's real worm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It, like, went in her lips, too. How the hell does it... I don't even know how... How would it be traveling around your head? How did it even get in there?
Through a
You've
bite.
You've never seen the show Monsters Inside Me, have you?
I've had a few, but... I've seen the show.
I was trying... I was in my head, I'm like, well, how can I spin this? But I think Nikki's already nailed it for me.
Monsters Inside Me. The title of my memoir.
So there you go.
Yeah, I think, is it on Animal Planet?
I think Discovery?
Yeah.
I've actually never heard of it.
That ultimately scares me, to think, like, I'm going to go out in the woods and then, like, have some sort of creature, like, burrow into my body. Or, like, that fish that goes into, like, the hole of your penis.
What?
That's what I mean, too. That was on River Monsters, too.
I'm never watching that show.
The one episode I do remember of Monsters Inside of Me wasn't a monster. Or maybe it was a crazy ER story. I get the shows confused, but one lady got stuck on a toilet and they had to cut her out of
stuck.
It. And that's burned inside my brain because they had to figure out how to transport her to the hospital.
With toilet?
With the toilet on her.
Seems impossible.
A few bits of information here that won't surprise anyone. A Russian woman. Of course it happened. It's either Florida or Russia. A Russian woman, bugged by a strange lump on her face, was even more shocked to discover the cause, a live worm. Even saying that makes me...
Yeah.
It is called a long parasitic roundworm called Darofilaria. Well, there you go. Reopens, typically spread by mosquitoes and hosted by dogs and other carnivores. What are the chances she was humping her dog?
I hope low.
It is Russia. They removed the squirming lump from the woman's face.
In Russia, you hump dog.
You just never know.
I don't know. I think it's more probably the mosquito, I would think.
All right, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Is there mosquitoes in Russia? Isn't it too cold in Russia for mosquitoes?
No, they have mosquitoes in Alaska during their warm seasons.
Oh, okay. So if you ever get this worm in your face... Ugh. Didn't think that one through.
Yeah, no.
It take up to 2 years before it will die.
Can I segue you from that terrible sentence you just said? So was this like a pimple that was just squirming around? I didn't actually have the nerve to look at it.
You can see it moving.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, in the lip it didn't move, but in her eye it was like you can see it rippling.
So it was just making circles around her face underneath her skin.
Yeah, it just went here.
That's insane.
I don't know what else she could have thought it was.
Because at first I looked like, oh, it's Botox gone wrong, and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, the lip.
Hey, maybe Botox instead of sticking cow fat in there, they stuck a worm.
No, oh, that would distort your face.
Well, you ever see half the time people get Botox? It looks distorted.
That's true.
All right, enough of that story.
It is gross.
Local story. Katherine Heigl in Buffalo, New York, tries to stay relevant by posing in a graveyard.
I felt bad for her.
I don't feel bad for her.
I feel like her career's going downhill ever since Grey's Anatomy, so she had to do something.
She was on Roswell, wasn't she?
She was. Don't get me started on that, because for some reason I went through a really weird phase and I bought all of the DVDs and I don't think I could give them away now. They sit on my bookshelf and they taunt me.
It's a reminder not to buy anything Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, it was a weird phase in my life.
So I feel like I'm 50-50 on this. Like, first of all, you should know not to post anything on social media without thinking about it like 3 times in depth first, especially if you're a celebrity. Like, you should know to think about that a little bit further. However, do I think it was like First of all, a couple of the pictures, weren't they her family's, like, statues and stuff, too?
One selfie was her family's.
If it's my family's, like, grave, I would be like, just shut the fuck up. It's my family. Like, I'll do what I want. Don't tell me I'm being insensitive. Like, I know them. Leave me alone. But, like, I could understand, I guess, when she's on other people's tombstones and, like, posing. But yeah. I also don't think it's enough to, like, fucking crucify her over.
That's what I thought, too.
You know?
I just seen Buffalo, New York in some kind of cemetery. I'm like, ooh. Oh. Fuck it. Yeah. I'll put it in the podcast.
My first thought was just a media stunt. Like, I feel like if you go into a cemetery and her poses were just outright blatantly bad. And I feel like she knew it was going to cause an uproar. So she posted it for the reaction and then was like, oh, yeah, you're right. That was really bad. I apologize.
Yeah.
So she's quoted as, I'm in a car driving home from my family time in Buffalo. Noticed on my Instagram page that the post I posted...
The ghost I posted.
Earlier was getting a lot of reaction. I realized you guys are right. She said in a video on Instagram, that was not appropriate and it was disrespectful and I've taken it down. But not before everyone and their brother saved it and reposted it all over the place. So yeah, she was, I believe, with her, is it her husband?
Yes. Yeah.
Josh, what's his name?
Kelly.
Josh Kelly. That would be Lisa's favorite musician.
Yes.
Yep.
No.
No. Not much more we can say about that one. I just figured we'd celebrity and local connection.
I thought when I read the headline that it would be her posing with, like, famous people's tombs and not just, like, random ones.
I mean, who would be famous in Buffalo?
Oh, no one. Well, no one's in that cemetery that's famous.
Rick James.
I was just going to say, Rick James, bitch!
I thought, like, her husband finding the one with his name on it and posting it, like, I don't see anything really wrong with that. Like, that's not really disrespectful. And him, like, pretending to, like, talk to a ghost, I mean, I don't think that's bad either. I think it's awful.
But speaking of selfies, a woman finds photo of herself in bed when no one was home. Yeah, I guess it's kind of fake. You guys convinced me. I only glanced at the picture and looked at it again. I go, yeah, I think her eye is open. Her two eyes are open.
I know. And then she's like, oh, I was sleeping. And her eyes are open. It's like, you were not sleeping. But I was kind of awake because I could tell no one else was home. Okay. Well, which one is it?
And then she sends her her studio pictures out.
Yeah.
And she looks plastic as fuck. She's all lit up.
I like her bedding because isn't it like all cheetah print and like pink?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I was like, oh.
She kind of looks like she's sleeping in an 8-year-old girl's room.
Yeah. Like when you go to, I don't know, like Target and they have like preteens and like that's the room set. Like, that's something I'll probably buy for my daughters when they're, like, 10. And they're like, I'm sassy. Like, that's going to be what I get them. I like pink, and it's animal print. It's so fun. The phone's not that far away from her. I could see if it was, like, super far. I mean, you could still set a timer on your phone anyway.
Right. The premise, I think, is the reason why I just, like, that's a great way to start a horror film or something like.
You're scrolling through your phone, like, you see pictures of yourself.
Like, why?
On the toilet.
Yeah.
I didn't take a picture of myself pooping. I don't remember that. I'm glad it's not a scratch and sniff.
But also, I feel like I wake up at night and, like, respond to texts. And then when I wake up the next morning, I don't remember, like, responding to those texts.
I don't remember saying that.
And then I look and I'm like, I don't really remember doing this. But, like, I would believe it if someone told me I did it. So, like, even if she's like, I really don't know, and she's not purposely faking it, she could have just been, like, half asleep and, like, clicked a button.
And the room is brightly lit.
Yeah, you know, let's sleep, but all of the lights are on.
Yeah, or I'm asleep at 2 in the afternoon because who knows, man, she's just a stripper. She looks like she's...
You can't say she looks like a stripper.
That's
She looks like a stripper.
What do strippers... I feel like strippers look like all different types of people.
True, but... Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, I accept. I keep getting this pop-up here.
Is it oh, yeah. Then what?
Oh, come on. She looks like a stripper. She's got bleached hair.
Hey.
She's got fake boobs.
I feel like
boobs.
That's stereotypical to say, though.
When's the last time you've been in a strip club?
Never.
Well, there you go.
We all have to go to the strip club.
50% of them are bleach blonde, fake tan, fake titty girls. And then the other 50% are just, you know, they're natural or dark-haired or something. But
dark-haired.
I feel like she's probably...
What else do we have?
I think we should move on to our main story.
Our highlight.
Yeah, and I'm
gonna... Is there a stripper name for that?
For the potato one?
No, for like the masterpiece story.
I don't know.
How have you not thought of that yet?
I don't know. Right off the... Oh, the story's like a paragraph long. Son of a bitch.
Did you not proofread this before you made this the grand finale?
We read all of these.
Woman grows potato in vagina is contraceptive. Hello.
It's actually quite a political hot button, if you did read it.
It is. Well, let's read it now. Okay, so starts off with the subtitle says, Colombian woman says mom told her to do it. Yeah. So if she was told to jump off a cliff, she's jumping off a cliff, evidently. A 22-year-old Colombia woman went to the doctor. Mind you, this isn't in the United States. 22-year-old Colombia woman who went to the doctor with abdominal pains turned out to have a potato growing in her vajayjay.
I hate the word vajayjay.
I do too.
Have a potato growing in her manhole. Because she put it...
That's better.
All right, there we go.
That probably could be where you can grow potatoes.
Because she put it... It's pre-seasoned, I guess. Anyways.
No.
Because she put it there as contraceptive, says Columbia Reports via Metro. My screen just went blank again.
My mom told me that if I wanted to keep from getting pregnant to put a potato up there, so I did. I'm impressed, actually, that she's, like, 22, and it seems like this is her first sexual encounter.
See, because that opens up a whole other ball of wax. Like, I'm dating the Columbia woman. We go to have sex. Am I feeling that potato?
Is there a potato in there? Yeah, who was, like, I don't... And well, then why wasn't it a mashed fries? Potato?
It will be a mashed potato. I suddenly
And then it'll turn into a tater tot.
Oh my god. This story is so bad, my browser didn't want me to read it. It went completely blank and it's now just giving me the dreaded loading thing. Luckily, the potato was removed without surgery and medical staff predicted no long-term physical effects, but Rogaine blamed the mother for giving her daughter such bad advice. I mean, where would you ever look at why a potato? Why not something else?
This is where it's a hot button issue is because they don't have any education in schools. And they said that there was like a government funded sex education that they started there before. And actually it was met with such backlash that it like took them like two steps back from where they were before because they don't have adequate like sex education at all. And that like there's also like statistics on like how many teen pregnancies there are, and it's awful
because they didn't use potatoes
they got really hungry.
But I was just thinking, what else could you use? Yeah, potatoes. I mean,
potatoes
potatoes
tomatoes.
No, banana.
No.
Because then you couldn't fit really much else in there.
I'm trying to think of like what you could have this like something. You could have birthday cake if it's like a special occasion.
But how long would the birthday cake? I think potato because it's
how
like
long
last,
that potato was
it?
In her for 2 weeks. Also, it says and like it was, why were you? Why did you have a potato in you for 2 weeks before you were concerned? You were like, oh, it starts to hurt now.
Yeah, imagine walking around with that
with a potato in you.
Yeah, you'd be limping. I feel like
I just want to. It's not just 2 weeks. Two minutes, I'd be you should be concerned.
How did you fit? Well, I wonder how big the potato was. Because, like, how did you fit a potato in there? Was it like a baked potato or was it like a new potato?
Those little baby potatoes that are awesome.
Yeah.
That you steam and then you get the chunk of butter and
maybe
a little bit of salt.
Maybe that's what she was trying to do. Was just
it's pre-seasoned, you know, fish and potatoes.
Oh, no.
With a little bit of cheese.
This is where Anna needs to be.
No.
do her little
Oh, no, Jim.
Stop, Jim. Stop. I'm Anna. Don't be mad, Anna.
Into,
stop going rogue.
And to, oh, by the way, Anna's going to kill me.
Why? Did she put a potato in her vagina?
No.
You're like, let me tell you what's going to happen.
Not that I know of.
What do
but
you know?
I'm not sure if anyone besides maybe this lady did that. I don't think they're telling anyone. Like, hey, yeah, how's it going? Oh, by the way, I have a potato up my crevice.
It's very true. How does this reach the news? What channels does that go through?
Yeah, the medical staff probably brought it up. But no, Anna's going to be mad because I didn't give her a shout-out. So I'm going to give her a shout-out now. So Anna's not with us right now because she's moving. That's not right. Like dancing moving. She's like
she's
moving.
Moving.
And she's moving and
she's
grooving.
She's making moves.
Yeah, and so she's not here to scold me. So there's no holes bar. No holes bar.
No holes bar.
Poor choice. So, you know, it sounds okay in my head for that split second. And then it comes, I'm like, oh, shit. But, yeah, I'm gonna be clipping that in the beginning. A little audio magic so I don't get in trouble. Don't you tell her that.
Nothing.
But to finish off kind of what Nikki was talking about in the article, they yeah, pretty much what Nikki said. The story is part of an ongoing battle over birth control and sex education in Colombia, where activists say macho culture and disinterest in common birth control methods. Macho culture.
Yeah.
I thought that went with the 70s. Macho. Am
the
I
new
dating
Taco
myself
Bell now? One is nacho culture.
Wait, what were we talking about? Taco Bell. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa, what was a Taco Bell?
Oh, I wouldn't eat a Taco Bell for the longest time because I heard a story about cockroach eggs found in the ground beef when I was a kid. So I refused to eat there. I think I've eaten there twice in my life.
I love Taco Bell.
Mighty taco for me because I was going to stop on the way home, but I'm thinking twice now.
So. It's probably better that way.
I wonder what, like, whoever she had sex with, like, is later just hanging out with his, like, bras. And he's like, you know, it's such a weird time today. And they're like, yeah, what happened? He's like, I fucked this girl, but, like, it felt like there was, like, a potato in there.
Imagine hearing that, like, what?
Yeah.
What?
A potato.
I wonder what that feels like for the man.
Just like a literal like block.
Yeah.
Like a cock block.
Exactly.
Oh, I bet he was like.
Like you're super excited.
Dick
and then
so big. It's hitting her
even...
spine. It's like, oh yeah, I'm manly. Meanwhile, it's like 2 inches long and hitting a huge potato.
No one's going to let her. Like this poor girl is going to have weird nicknames for the rest of her fucking life.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
What could be some of her nicknames? McDonald's?
Small fry.
Nikki.
Spud.
Sweet potato.
Oh, that's
it's
a
like,
perfect
oh,
one. Sweet potato.
Come here, sweet potato.
So thinking about it a little bit more, I can maybe a teeny bit think about why she kept it in there for 2 weeks. Because if he sent his junk in there, she's worried that if she removed it, the junk would get through and she'd get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like. That's why I think
but
she kept
it in.
But
2 weeks is a
yeah,
little
2 weeks
excessive.
Is crazy.
And I just, how did you go about your daily life knowing you had a potato in you?
A rotting potato in you. Was it rotting?
It was growing roots, so apparently it was like flourishing.
Oh, it's flourishing.
Well, there
well
you
good
go.
For her.
Well, it got watered, so.
In the apocalypse, if you can't grow food anywhere, you can throw something up your.
It said there were roots coming out of her vagina.
Oh.
Roots.
I feel like I missed that part. Yes, that's
it's
right.
Like
there
reaching for
roots.
Him. It's like, Daddy, Daddy, take me home.
Imagine the guy again coming in, is like pulling down the underwear and seeing that, like
potato roots.
Does she have what is it, the vagina dentata or whatever it's called?
Or I was thinking back to our original dude who had sex with the aliens.
He'd probably be like.
Yes,
oh,
he'd be
yeah.
like, yeah, this
and
is my baby.
I'm
going to
paint it in a minute, so let's hurry up. I got to go paint this.
Potatoes. That's so weird.
It is. But that's why it was our number one news story, because it had to be.
I can't.
The only news story we didn't get to that I wanted to talk about, it wasn't paranormal, we'll do it next time, was the ghost, masturbating ghost got caught. So we'll dive into that next time.
We're not going to have time.
Okay, good, because I didn't read that one.
Boo.
So, Nikki, you got anything to add to this lovely podcast? To
any of it?
Well, she was Midnight Hollow's IT because she fixed my screen.
Oh, yeah, I was.
I couldn't figure it out. And my screen's still doing whack-ass shit, but...
I'll take my free food later for fixing everything.
I got some potatoes for you. Some french fries. Like.
I'll tell you where you can put them.
That's definitely not going to fit up there, but they would grow damn good up in there.
They fit up her vagina.
Up my butt, they grow real good.
A butt potato.
Because that'd be like... built-in fertilizer.
Not if you have Taco Bell.
That's true. Oh. Taco Bell would probably ruin it. But did you have anything further to add to this lovely podcast?
No, I don't think... No.
No, it's that?
I don't think there's anything to be said after the story.
After the potato story, yes. Lisa? Lisa, what did you think about your first podcast?
It was definitely interesting. I had a lot of fun with you guys.
Yeah.
It was fun observing.
It was easier than you thought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
There's lots of bad jokes I could throw up, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
You're going to throw up?
No, like.
It was easier than I was expecting.
We broke your podcast, Simon. Well, I'm going to go to McDonald's and get some french fries.
Oh, no.
What is going on with this computer?
Maybe this room is haunted because we talk about paranormal stuff so much. We're attracting them.
And
it's back on.
I'm telling you, it's the audio
equipment. That's probably attracting paranormal activity.
It's just the story.
Just the potato.
Just the potato story. So there's
a spectator.
And it's a ghostly potato, and it doesn't like
us. A spectator.
And it doesn't like us talking about the story. So that's what it's got to be. It's still doing. Things are flashing on the bot. This thing's going to crash. So we might. Oh, God, I hope. Okay, we're still recording.
You probably downloaded a virus.
I probably did.
But that's
what were you looking at?
Potatoes
and vagina.
Vegetable porn.
Did you. Don't lie. Did you find
vegan porn
via clickbait?
What, the potato thing?
Yes.
No, it was on Huffington News. I seen it, and then I went back looking for it. I couldn't find it, so then I looked on Google, and that's
you
the link
Googled,
I got.
What did you Google?
Yeah. I Googled woman grows potato and vagina. Oh, believe
that's
me,
that's a really
my Google's
long
shot.
Google type in. Mine's like three words tops, Googling.
My Google search fucked anyways. I get weird shit through my Gmail and all that because I look up weird stuff. Because I sit behind Johnny and stuff, and he comes up with these crazy shit, and I'm like, oh, what does that mean? Oh, shit. Shouldn't have did that one. Oh, no. Backspace.
You always look up Urban Dictionary stuff on your phone, never on your work computer. Rule number one.
All right. So that was episode 6, and I don't even know what the hell I'm going to name it, but I guess I can end it with our... God, what the hell was our ending phrase? I want to make sure I get it right, because this is a Chuddy special. He came up with this one. If you're not going to swallow, you might as well Midnight Hollow.
That still doesn't make any sense.
But it rhymes.
Poignant.
But it rhymes. And that's all that matters.
Bonus potato humor.
Potato sad.
Why?
He had tuberculosis.
Oh my God. Hoodaho. Idaho.
Idaho.
Utaho. Utaho.
Idaho.
What's a potato's favorite horror movie? Silence of the Yams.
Where are you looking these up?
Terrible.
Those are the kind that you on the popsicle stick.
Yeah.
You get those
mom
really
puns.
Yes.
Which are worse than like dad jokes.
Yes.
Which is me. Like I'm 90% mom pun.
Mom puns.
And 10% 90s trivia knowledge.
Well, the thing with you, though, you're quick at them. Like, they're out like that. Me, I'm like, oh, I got one. 10 minutes later.
What rhymes with potato?
Idaho potato.
Replace Idaho? Every first letter in the alphabet.
And I always think of the worst thing first, and then I can't stop it. Like, McDonald's. No. Fries. No. That's nothing to do.
No.
Fucking forget it.
Potato's fish favorite and chips. Superhero.
What's that? What?
Tony Stark.
Fish and chips. Why didn't I think of that one?